Welcome to the worst week yet. The least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we give the gift of fucking around only to receive the gift of finding out. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I'm joined once again by my longtime friend, most times co-host, Dee Dee Rose, Deanna.
What's up?
I make myself laugh doing that every week. It's not funny.
I don't know, but I do like it. And then I laugh, but just because you're laughing and I'm like, I'm awkward. So my number one way to socially interact is like, I'm a mirror a little bit. So yeah, thanks for bringing an early laugh. I think I'm all right. It's about to be Christmas and Christmas is no fun.
Allegedly.
Actually, Christmas is alleged as fuck. Like,
what?
Like,
this is good. Keep going.
When you get down to it, okay, a virgin birth. That's alleged as a motherfucker. Born on Christmas Day in a manger, like extremely alleged. And then like Mary had no complications.
And then also moving the holiday to match a pagan holiday and then pretending it was always on this day, very alleged.
Super fucking alleged.
I have a question, and you know, I was raised completely irreligious, so I don't know the answer. I know you were raised Catholic, right?
A Catholic, a Jew, and an atheist walk into a podcast. No. Go on.
So Mary, the Virgin Mary, the Mother Mary.
Yes, we have the same birthday, so I
no,
am
no,
her.
No. is she the same Mary that had a little lamb?
The Lamb of God, yes.
Okay. Wait, is that an actual
thing?
I love
that band.
Kennedy's also here.
You probably figured that out.
Most times friends, long distance co-host, Kennedy T. Cooper is here.
Hell yeah. So wait. Back to my question. So Mary had a little lamb. Is that like actually based on the Mary that like the Mary?
I don't know.
What about there's something about Mary?
Yeah, there's something about her is that she got knocked up and tried to lie and say it was God. It was God's baby.
Mary Had a Little Lamb is also the inspiration for the movie Lamb, which I hated a lot.
Oh my God, I hate that movie so much. Why did you bring that up, Doc?
Christmas is canceled.
Oh yeah. Look, the war on, I mean, this episode is coming out on Christmas Day.
That was shots fired in the war on Christmas.
Which means if we're going to finally win the war on Christmas, we have very little time left, okay? Everybody, go find a tree, burn it down.
I'm going to just let the listeners know, because this is not a visual. There are no visuals here, but I am wearing a custom hand-painted puff paint poinsettia sweater. And Andrew is wearing a Cats in Santa Hats sweatshirt. And so I think that we personally have lost the war on Christmas. We might actually be fighting. Are we fighting on the side of Christmas now?
Or are we undercover? We are Christmas infiltrators.
You know what? I do have a blanket on my lap. I am undercover.
I hate you.
Damn.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Oh my
God. The listeners
goodness.
Don't know. We could be making all this up.
Oh yeah.
This is all of
Deanna's is actually wearing a suit of armor.
Kennedy's Andrew actually Hillary's in the same room as us, but still on a Zoom call.
Andrew Hillary's in one of those like old timey one piece bathing suits that's got stripes and goes down to your knees.
Deanna and Andrew are actually dead, and this is just Biscuit and Gravy reporting live.
And other muse.
Wow.
And I'm the one that's hated. Yeah, I'm the one that's hated.
Hey, yes? You know, there's some special people that give us a gift every single month.
I was going to transition by saying, you know who we don't hate? You know who isn't hated?
I got a better one, obviously.
They wrap up $5 a month in a little bow and put it under our tree at patreon.com/worstweekyet. That's right, folks. We got a bonus episode. We got a bonus feed. I did break a little bit of a rule. The first rule in podcasting is don't give away the cow if the milk is free or some shit.
What?
I don't know. I posted our bonus episode this week on the main feed. I gave everybody a little treat. Because we talked about It's a Wonderful Knife, which is a just a beautiful, beautiful little Christmas tale, a nice little Christmas horror movie. So you probably already heard that. Or sometimes, you know, I have noticed every time I post a bonus episode for free, hardly anybody listens to it. So maybe you didn't hear it. But yeah, you can check your feed. It's there. Listen to it while you're in the car or while you're, you know, eating a ham. But anyways, you can go to patreon.com/worstweekyet. You can support the show and you can get bonus stuff more than just every once in a while. Allegedly.
Allegedly. It's where we
also you can get the gay 9/11 stickers.
Yeah, which I'm just now remembering I was supposed to send to like 4 different people.
Wait, do you have some more? I need them. I need some. Send 4 to me.
Okay. If you give $10 a month, we say your fucking name. So big shout out to Chauncey Yonders, Terminally Online Left, Zap Actions, Honor, Mega Force Base, Nandy Angelus, Old Hobgoblin, Dragula 206, AJ from Baltimore, The Man in the West, Optimus Crime, Pablo Hummus, Goblin Mode, Andrea Humphrey, You Fuck Like My Dad, Josh Drew, and Brienne, Nick Adams, parentheses, Alpha Male, Hit Next, and CIA Brain Bugs. Patreon.com/worstweekyet.
The place where
I just realized we should have a Christmas 9/11 sticker, and I'm going to live design it while we're podcasting.
The only thing that works better for podcasts than doing a visual bit is somebody designing a visual bit.
The best podcasts are all hosted by people that are actually actively doing something else.
That's not true. One time somebody was on the podcast and he was playing PlayStation while he was doing the podcast, and like he was doing it off screen, but I could just see like the controller pop up into frame every once in a while, and that made me fucking furious. I was so mad at that person.
I was gonna say,
did he not just say that he was doing that? Was he not honest?
No. I mean, I didn't. He was a friend of Maria's, so like I didn't want to be like, "What the fuck, dude?" Which I, you know, looking back, I probably should have just said that.
I play video games while we podcast sometimes.
Kennedy, what the fuck?
Wow, we're really finding out here. You know, we're fucking around.
We fucked around for too long.
Yeah, we really did. We have fucked
around. But for the
record,
when I seem the most distracted, it's not because I'm playing a video game. It's just because I got too high.
Yeah. Yeah.
That explains 90% of the show. Folks, we got a lot of news to talk about.
You said we didn't have a lot of news. Why you got to
really
lie?
We don't have a lot of news.
Why you got to lie?
It was light news week.
You
know,
I just
want to
say for the record before we dive in.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say before we die.
I just want to say
technically everything you do is before you die.
That's true.
AD.
I just love the idea that this episode is going to come out on Christmas Day. I'm just imagining somebody just gathering their family around tomorrow.
Around
hey, everybody. First week yet is out. Let's sit around the fire and sip cocoa and listen to the worst week yet. I just want to imagine that's happening, even though it's obviously not.
I'm sorry. Are you describing when I get to my sister's house tomorrow and make everyone listen to this podcast?
Are you going to do that? Because that'd be awesome.
I might. Depends on if she's being nice to me or not.
Honestly, yeah, one of the best gifts that somebody could get me would just be to be like, hey, I listen to your podcast.
Hey, if you're out there.
Last
and you
minute gifts.
If you haven't gotten your gift for Andrew Hillary yet. Just tell him you listen to the podcast. You don't even actually have to listen to the podcast.
You can lie.
You could just allegedly you listen to the podcast. This is the most alleged of holidays.
You know what I was thinking about yesterday?
No, I have no idea, but you're going to tell me.
Why doesn't OnlyFans have gift cards? Because that would be an actually pretty good gift for me.
You know, I let him cook, I think, actually.
I agree that would be a great gift for you, but I can imagine that the reason why they don't have it is because their back end stuff is so like fucked up about like how they distribute money and like payouts and everything, that if you bought a gift card to OnlyFans as a whole,
yeah,
it would be really hard to carry out paying individual creators with that gift card. Like them girlies ain't never seeing that money.
I mean, yeah, that's, you're right. But I don't know. Every once in a while I'm like, man, I would sign up for this if my money wasn't in cash right now.
If you are an OnlyFans girly and you want to give Andrew Hillary a gift card to your page, just send him one of them free trial links.
Problem solved, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, something.
Last minute Christmas shopping, a picture of your boobs.
Wait, I was at the
salon. You know, it never goes out of style.
I was it's the gift that keeps on giving. Boner. Okay.
I was at the salon the other day, and like 2 days before that, I had taken a really good picture of my boobs for Jeff. And then I was trying to find some, dog pictures on my phone to show my client. And I was like flipping through things, and I was my boobs. But then I was like, oh my God, I just like sex crimed you. I'm so sorry.
Did I tell you guys? I guess I did. But I had a comedy show on Tuesday, and my dad came to the show.
Yes.
And somebody was like, did you still tell a bunch of jokes about like jerking off and suicide? And I was like, did you expect me to go up there and stand in silence? Like, what?
Right.
What do you mean?
My mom listens to this podcast every week of my life. My client seeing like a quick like cut screen of my boobs and then just passing by. That's like the 12th least embarrassing thing that's happened to me this week.
Speaking of embarrassing things that have happened, or in this case are about to happen, our first news story is actually a bit of a, I would say a bit of a gift. A bit of a gift. Now, it is one of those kind of gifts where, like, you don't actually get it on Christmas, but, like, they tell you that it's coming and, like, you have to wait for it. But it's like, you know, it's the thought that counts. It's just a little late.
Like me printing out pictures of gifts I've bought people?
Literally, yes. our first news story is that this week, a New York judge announced that he has ordered the Epstein documents to be unsealed. So I think it's January 1st or like the first week of January.
I'm sorry. We don't say let's fucking go anymore. What? Let's find God.
What the fuck did you just say? Why are we allowed to say let's fucking go?
Remember,
because LFG, because of the trial and the acronyms and the letters.
We got to keep everything positive now.
Right.
Okay.
Thug. Truly humble under God. LFG,
okay,
let's find
God.
Okay,
now I remember the thing that we talked about literally 1 week ago. I was like, it's what? I've never heard this. I've never heard these words in my life. Yeah.
Let's find God.
They should have, wow, I'm thinking two thoughts at once and they're both trying to kick their way to the surface. Okay, number one, if the Biden administration was cool at all, which they're not, they would make their fucking slogan, let's fucking Joe, because that would be better than anything they're doing.
I might vote for him. Let's fucking Joe, dude. Biden, are you listening? Hire us.
NSA agent, talk to somebody 7 clearance
literally
levels above
us.
You. Tell them. Fuck.
I know you won't. You're cowards.
They should have released.
They don't want to win. That's why they won't hire us 3 morons.
You know, it's funny, but it's realer than you think.
Right, because like I'm pretty sure that Trump won by hiring morons. He was like, I'm going to get these morons to talk to
literally.
These other morons about me. And all the morons got lathered up. And just, it soaped the slope right into the White House.
Soap the slope. Just for the record, just needed that to be very clear that those were the words you just used.
I called touchdowns little prizes earlier today. I'm really on one.
Deanna was talking about a football game that happened last night and somebody scored a touchdown, but then it got overturned. And she was like, if I got a little prize and then they took it away, I was like, wait, what did you just say? Anyways, that's been our sports recap. Let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein.
They should release them on January 6th.
They really should.
One, birthday gift for Ken Ken. Two, make J6 great again.
Okay, so there's 170 names on this list. And I saw, okay, like there's like a very strange like trend in the last like 2-3 years where like everything is betting ads now. Like it's mostly sports betting, but there's so much betting going on. But I saw that one of these websites was doing bets on who will be on the Epstein list.
Oh yeah, like a death, like a death pool.
That's awesome, actually.
And I'm like, okay, DraftKings, you got me. I'm back in.
You know what? I want to gamble on this.
Like, that's very, very fun. And then I remember that like, if you win a prize for guessing that correctly, that means that you just guessed correctly who fucking raped someone, and that kind of makes me want to barf.
Fair.
No, it's not. I mean,
sorry to grinch up your Christmas fun.
It's not like I just want to win the money and then move on. It's like I want the people on those lists to suffer some kind of consequence that I probably can't describe on the air.
Yeah. If winning meant that then I got
wait,
to
wait,
hurt that person.
Florida judges have just ruled I can describe this on the air.
We're standing our ground. I will say, you know, like I said, 170 names on that list. Santa better be checking that twice, because I'm pretty sure all those boys and girls were naughty.
Satan's definitely checking it.
Satan's on the list, actually. Satan has been canceled.
Satan
got me too.
Santa. There's something going on here.
One of the lowest bets on the list was Hillary Clinton. That was like one of the lowest odds you could bet. I'm like, why would, okay, Bill for sure. I doubt you can even bet on Bill being on the list, but why is Hillary on there? So strange.
I'm sure she is on there. I'm sure she's on. I actually have almost no doubt that she's on that list.
Really? Huh. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, you know what? I have no idea. Maybe.
I mean, here's the thing. We, the way that we like talk about rape, pedophilia, and sexual assault, we talk about it through a lens of that it's like mostly men doing those kinds of violent crimes. But the women be doing that shit too.
Yeah.
Like Hillary Clinton.
There's going to be some women on the list.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton also be doing war crimes. Which is very masculine coded.
True, I guess. Yeah,
she be doing all kind of men's stuff. That's why she always has them pantsuits on.
Yeah, she's like, I gotta break boundaries for women by assaulting minors.
And like we talk, like Jeffrey Epstein, like fuck him, but also like his fucking facilitator was Ghislaine Maxwell. So the
Ghislaine Giuliani.
How do you say Giuliani Maxwell?
He's also on the list.
He's so on that fucking list.
If you
no
take,
one's ever been more on the list.
If you take a bet that Rudy Giuliani is on the list, they just, before they even release the list, they come to your house and break your knees.
Like, no, if you take a bet that Rudy Giuliani's on the list, DraftKings just immediately sends you $5 and says, yeah, okay, buddy.
They're outside right now. They're knocking on the window.
This podcast has just received a new sponsor.
DraftKings.
DraftKings, for whenever you are addicted to gambling but don't like leaving your house.
Just kidding. We don't have any sponsors except our patrons. Patreon.com/worstweekyet.
I did for like 3 weeks during COVID. I got real into playing blackjack on my phone because I don't really know why, but I was like at one point up like $700, and then I spent that $700 and continued playing, and then went down like $1,000. But I mean, it was all money that Trump was giving me for COVID or whatever. So like, I didn't really care, but I was like, oh, gambling's dumb. Like anyways,
big list of pedophiles is coming out. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Yeah. Something to look forward to in the
new
year.
You know what I like? I like that they're not going to wait until the 6th because they want to get a jump on like, oh, you thought 2024 was going to be your year? No, the fuck it's not. No, it's not.
I don't even delude myself. I'm not going to have a year. My year happened already and I didn't even know it.
This is all a fever dream. We are in the after death right now.
Speaking of people that will be on Jeffrey Epstein's list, our next story is about former future president Donald J. Trump. He's doing bars. This week, Donald Trump...
Behind bars?
No. This week, Donald Trump was given a speech and he used a Hitler quote. Woo! He was talking about immigration, and he said something about how immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country, which is something that's like pretty directly quoting Hitler. I mean, it's like a bit of a paraphrase, but like, you know, poisoning the blood is a phrase that Hitler used, I believe, in Mein Kampf, which Donald Trump used to keep on his bedside table. So that's fun.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
I like that. You know what? Donald Trump was like, they thought they were going to ruin your year on January 1st. I'm going to ruin it ahead of time.
I think the most devastating thing about all the awful shit that Trump says and does is that, like, no matter what happens, I still, unless somehow Joe Biden isn't the nominee, I see no way that Donald Trump doesn't win the next election. That, like, oh yeah, he used the Hitler quote, and guess what? He's going to be the president again, unless you guys do something besides Joe Biden, which you're not going to do.
Yeah.
He's leading Biden by like 10, 15 points in most of the swing states. Like, it's so fucking Jover, dude.
But Biden is elderly. Jover. You know, I need you to jog ahead here. I need you to fuck off, but like, they're not sending anyone better along, so.
I did see a couple, now this is like right-wing crazy people, but I don't know if I would put it past the realm of positivity that possibility is what I meant to say.
I was like, where? I was like, we don't know about no realm of positivity.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It's somewhere that I have never been and would not be welcomed. So a few people were saying that what the Democrats plan to do is just make sure that there is no primary, but then after it's over, or after it'd be like too late to do a primary, at the convention, Joe Biden will announce that he's not going to run again, and they'll put Hillary Clinton in.
I mean, I've heard something similar, but not about Hillary, about Kamala.
Here's the thing, is that I know the Democrats aren't very good at assessing like electability or whatever, like assessing who the people want. Kamala is such a fucking drunk asshole. Like, I don't think even the Democrats are that stupid. Like, they got her there because, you know, it's like historic reasons, you know, like there's nothing about Kamala as a politician or like any policies or anything that is like really all that inspirational. It's more just like, you know, checking off boxes or whatever. But like every single time I see her, she sounds wasted. I don't think the Democrats are that stupid. I know. But like, hear me out.
Like, I hear what you're saying, but also might be that stupid.
Yeah, because if Kamala's the nominee, then they can just say everybody who isn't voting for her is racist or sexist. So, you know, that's something I think the Democrats would really like to do.
Yeah, which is kind of what I thought, because like they you know. And maybe it's really going to depend on this list. Like, if Hillary is on it.
Maybe you should examine why you aren't comfortable voting for...
The way that you just meandered and phased out and, like, dropped off there is literally, like, the explanation that a lot of Democrats offer you. Like, do you think that it's...
I mean, even a drunk Kamala Harris is better than a coked up orange balloon man.
Here's the thing, if Kamala admitted that she parties, then I actually would be into voting for her. If she's like, yeah, I mean, fuck it, I'm just going to get wasted. Then I'd be like, okay. But like, it's never acknowledged that she just sounds wasted every time you hear her.
If she got up there and was like, you know what, this all honestly fucking blows, and y'all are drunk and I'm drunk, I'd be like, thank you for recognizing.
Thank you, Queen. I would be K-Hive if she was like, yeah, I'm going to bring keggers back to the White House.
K-Hive?
Yeah. Like those parties that Andrew Jackson threw that like ruined the carpets of the White House.
There was like a cheese wheel on the lawn of the National Mall for like a month or something.
Yeah, he did that specifically to fuck with the incoming guy.
That's the kind of president we need. Somebody
that is the, exactly. Don't even bring back other Andrew Jackson things, because he was probably the worst president ever overall.
Nobody wins is going to get anything good done. So, like, let's have a president who parties.
Yeah, bring back just trashing the White House and getting wasted.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
I want a president who falls down not because they're 90, but because they're fucking hammered, dude.
I should run for president. I should run for president for sure.
I agree. Hey, speaking of Donald Trump, who will definitely be the next president, this week, the Colorado Supreme Court officially removed Donald Trump from the ballot. Now, the reason that they did this is because the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution says that anybody who does an insurrection cannot hold office. This is something they did after the Civil War, because they're like, hey, I know that you guys were like politicians in the South, in the Confederacy and whatnot. You probably want to be politicians in the United States, but like, you were actively trying to destroy the United States. So like, sorry, you can't have this job. Here's the thing is that I heard like vague rumblings of this. And like, I know that after January 6th, people were like, we should do something to disqualify Trump from being president. They should have done this on January 7th, like at a national level. It's like, hey, man,
yeah, the fact that it's taken this long and it's one state is like, oh, great. Yeah, you're really going to fix the problem.
Like, I didn't know what the 14th Amendment was until I saw this story. Like I vaguely heard about it or whatever, but and like it just on a, like, it kind of makes sense level. Like, yeah, somebody who tries to overturn an election shouldn't be allowed to run in the next one.
Yeah. Like a school shooter shouldn't be allowed on the school board.
Yeah. Yeah. But goddamn, what we have the amendment already. And you motherfuckers are like, well, you know, and I think that part of the reason that the Democrats didn't want to just like make it so Donald Trump couldn't run again is because like the way that their stupid fucked up brains work, they're like, okay, but if we have to run against Trump again, we'll be able to be like, oh, look at Orange Man bad. Like I think they want to run against him again. I don't know. It's like, it sounds conspiratorial and like, I guess it is, but like also Hillary Clinton did want Donald Trump to be the nominee. Like she did something to like help him destroy his enemies or something. Like, I don't fucking know. It's all bullshit. But the good news is that the Supreme Court of the United States put a stay on that ruling and Donald Trump will be allowed to be on the ballot.
Sick dog.
Yeah.
Thank you, Supreme Court. You know, they really tried. You got to give respect to the Colorado Supreme Court, because they really tried, because they quoted, I forget who, I think Neil
Gorsuch?
Gorsuch.
Some fucking guy.
Or they quoted one of those fucking guys in their thing, something that he had said, which I thought was really clever. Like, yeah, yeah, fucking get their asses.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, speaking of who want to be...
You know, but on the other hand, the Supreme Court, they're happy to just be hypocrites, so it's fine.
Yeah, you know them. You know them, Supreme.
Oh my God, you
guys,
the
Supreme Court means that it's
going to be so good.
The Supreme Court means that it's... It has sour cream and tomatoes on it. Anyways, yeah. Speaking of people who are going to try and become the president in 2024, this week Joe Biden announced that he is officially going to pardon everyone who has ever been arrested for weed.
Asterisk.
Oh, what is this asterisk? Oh, okay, sorry. It's everyone who has ever been arrested for simple possession of weed by federal agents. Meaning that it happened on federal land or in the District of Columbia. Now, the amount of people currently in jail for simple possession and no other weed-related charges at a federal level is zero.
No. You got your facts wrong. I'm sorry. I've got to correct you.
Okay.
It was well documented that a whopping, an incredible 11 people will be let out of jail because of this order.
Is that just simple possession, though? Like not intent to distribute or whatever. I thought, okay, here's the thing. I didn't look into this that much. I am taking that number, that figure I just cited, zero, from a tweet, but
I think it's even more insulting to know that some people are going to get out of jail. It's 11 people.
I agree. Yeah. Meanwhile, the tens of thousands, maybe at least thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people who are in jail on state charges of possession of weed will continue to rot. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, great job.
Here's
great
the thing
job,
is that
dickhead.
He also, didn't he do this last year?
You know, not only has he done this before, Obama did this a couple of times.
Is that why there's only 11 people? Like, did Obama already
no,
let everyone
no,
it's out?
All, here's the thing. They arrest very few people get federally charged with possession of marijuana. It happens almost not at all. And so it's this sort of like joke, you know, it's this sort of like fake crime. You know, so they arrest like 3 people a year on federal charges. And then every 3 years or so, they're like, hey, we're letting them out. And don't think too hard about it, Jack. And then you think hard about it, and it's 11 people.
Well, thinking hard is a mistake. That's why Kamala is drunk all the time.
I kind of, you know, I see where she's going, you know?
Yeah, I see both where she's coming from and where she's going. She is cotton-eyed Joe Biden. Okay, so... once again, some performative bullshit here from the Democrats that does nothing for anyone.
Well, it's the same thing with student loan debt, that like they want to be able to go out there and say Joe Biden did something. Joe Biden carried out his promise on student loan debt, which like he did for like I think maybe like 5 or 10% of people who have student loan debt got some or all of it forgiven, which is not nothing, but it's not sufficient to address the problem that is crippling an entire fucking generation, maybe 2 generations, and will soon cripple the next. But well, like
at least 2 generations. My uncle is like a tenured professor at a relatively prestigious university. He has student loans that he will never repay, and he's going to die in debt to the university system, even
America,
though he is a quote unquote beloved professor.
Well, you know how it goes.
It's so fucked. What else? What is additionally fucked? Like beyond that, is that even if they did do something much more significant with student loans, because people have had such limited access to federal funding, it's not just it's not that the federal student loans on their own are crippling people. It's the private loans on top of that.
Yeah.
And that's really cool and fun.
I would say it's great. Great job, everyone.
We should definitely involve Chase, JP Morgan Chase Bank, in whether or not people get to learn how to be doctors.
I agree.
Well, that's good, because that's what America's doing. So glad you're on board. You could run for president because you have not tried to destroy the country.
Yet. Give it time. Hey, speaking of... Nope. No transition. Fuck the police. That's right. I'll say it.
Speaking of people destroying our country.
Well, yeah. Actually, you know what? Great idea. Deanna, edit that in, but me saying it. wait, gravy?
Help.
Can you figure this out?
Are you drunk?
Gravy, edit me saying gravy, edit that in.
Gravy.
She's sitting in a box top. She's so fucking cute.
You're the Kamala Harris of this podcast right now. You're just drunk on stage saying stuff.
I've been known to do that a time or two. Okay, so fuck the police. This week, a cop... in St. Louis crashed his fucking cop car into a gay bar. Now the bar was closed for the night, so it was just like, I think 2 of the managers were there, like there was no people inside, nobody got hurt, but he crashed his car into a building, which is like pretty hard to do. You know, like it's not every day where you're like driving and a building pops up. Like you, you kind of gotta not be, you know, doing a good job.
As the foremost car crash expert on this podcast, I've been in more car accidents than definitely both of you and probably all of our patrons combined. I have never hit a building.
Yeah.
Which is a testament to how difficult it is.
I mean, it does happen, but it's usually whenever you see a car crash into a building, it's like, you know, oh, an elderly person like forgot which pedal was which or whatever, or like, you know, somebody wasted drunk or something like that. So unclear the circumstances here, but I do know what happened after the car, the cop crashed into this building is he got into a fight with one of the managers. Now, according to the cop, the manager started the fight. According to the other two managers who were on duty, the cop started the fight. And so the manager has been arrested for assaulting a police officer. Now,
naturally,
one of the other things that these managers said is that the cop who crashed his car into this building was visibly drunk.
And if anybody knows,
but
it's the people that operate a fucking bar.
But according to the police, he wasn't. They didn't even test him or anything.
They just knew.
Yeah.
They just knew. Scout's honor.
Yeah. I mean, would a cop do something wrong? I mean, seriously. Are you fucking serious right now? Would a cop do something wrong? Are you kidding me? Yeah. So I believe that this guy's charges have been dropped to some kind of misdemeanor as opposed to, like, you know, felony assaulting a police officer. And he'll probably get off. But yeah, you know, just the fact that a cop would, he was wasted and crashed into a fucking bar, and the guy was, he was probably a dick about it. Like, he probably crashed into the bar and they were like, what the fuck, dude? And he was like, what the mean? What the fuck? And like, I don't believe for a fucking second that this was just some innocent little, like, tempers were flaring. I'm like, this guy got out of the car and said, fuck you to the building he crashed into. Like,
here's the thing.
Why would you put your bar here? Like,
I work in a bar.
He definitely said a slur, right? Come on.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
I work in a bar, and if someone crashed their car into it, like, as an employee of the establishment, I reserve the right to be like, fuck you, and then kind of beat that person up a little.
A little.
A little.
You know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I've been arguing for a long time that this should be how we solve more problems in society, actually. It's like, if somebody's wronged you, instead of sending them to jail, you just get to beat them up a little.
We've talked about this.
You get like 60 seconds to just wail on this person with no consequences because they snatched your handbag or whatever.
I don't hate it. Right? I don't hate it.
Like, they're gonna rethink. No, not fist fights. They don't get to react at all. They have to just stand there and get beaten up while a cop watches and
beat
them up.
A judge.
A judge, yeah.
It is Mills Lane from Celebrity Deathmatch.
I don't want a cop to watch me do my retribution.
Sure,
beating.
Yeah.
I don't want the cops to look at me.
A judge would be better.
Mm-hmm. Judge Judy, what's she doing?
What is Judge Judy doing?
She would have a great commentary.
Judge Judy and like maybe Al Michaels or something, like, you know, here's the thing. Let's move on. Hey, you know, it's Christmas time, and you know, we all put different things down on our lists. You know, the things that we hope Santa will bring us, and not every year do you get one of the things that's on your list, but you know, worst week yet, we sat down and when we were writing out our Christmas list, right before we sent it off to the North Pole, which by the way, postage is getting crazy. We put one thing on there and we said, Santa, all we want for Christmas is one more chemical spill. And Santa Claus said, hey, I see you. I hear you. You've been a good podcast this year. You don't just get one medical or one chemical spill. He gave us two. That's right. This week we had two deadly toxic chemical spills. And I think, you know, it's great. You know, the elves, they were hard at work making all the chemicals.
This is how Christmas fights back. You wage...
chemical warfare on Christmas.
Yeah, you wage a war on Christmas, and Christmas is going to poison your fucking water.
Damn.
So yeah, there was a couple of chemical spills this week. The first one happened in Mission Valley, California, where there wasn't a lot of details about this that I found in the 5 seconds I was researching it. There was a spill of chlorine gas, which a dozen people were exposed to, and including 10 children. So I don't know exactly where this happened, but you know, it's always good for kids to get a little chlorine. Reminds them of summertime, you know, the pool.
Yeah.
The other happened in Tennessee.
Their hair is going to be so dry.
The other one happened at Tennessee whenever there was a spill of ammonia at a cheese factory.
Gross.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll turn out that some of that cheese gets sent out to the public anyway.
Yeah.
From the country that brought you Panic at the Disco, we introduced...
From the country that brought you alarming levels of lead in your applesauce.
Ammonia at the cheese shop.
And 29 people were hospitalized. So
cool.
Santa Claus, thank you so much. I mean, like I said, we only wanted one thing.
Actually, I wanted something different this year.
Oh, what did you want, Kennedy?
I wanted a Moms for Liberty gay sex tape.
No pun intended. Come again.
Well,
what now?
Did we talk about this last week? Or do we just think about it?
The Senate that caught me banging on the counter.
Okay, no, we were talking about a different sex tape last week.
Yeah, I don't think we can have talked about this last week because this story came out like 2 days ago.
Time's not real, Ken. Guess again.
Mm-hmm. 2 days ago was last week.
And also tomorrow.
I've got this one ready to go.
Go ahead. Take us.
Please. Take us on a little Christmas journey.
Moms for Liberty co-founder Bridget Ziegler was found to have filmed a sex tape with another woman.
Well,
this is, of course, the anti-LGBTQ group.
Well, you know, it's do as I say, not as I do, you know? When she says, don't say gay, she's like, because I don't want you to be talking about me fucking a lady.
And this was reported by the police, to be clear, because they are investigating her husband, Florida GOP chair Christian Ziegler, who is currently facing serious allegations of sexual assault. So
this holiday is alleged as fuck.
Yeah, protect the family hours.
Yeah, you know, the most important thing is the man and the family and the wife and the child and the threesome with the other lady.
Well, no, it wasn't even a threesome as far as we know. This is just her having sex with a woman.
Just munching a rug.
Full stop.
Well, okay, so this is where it's like a bit confusing is that the incident of the sex tape is separate from the incident of the sexual assault. What happened is they were supposed to have a threesome with this lady that Moms for Liberty lady hooked up with. And then the threesome fell through. So then the husband went and sexually assaulted the third woman. Like, and apparently there's also a tape of the assault, which is fucking crazy.
Wow.
Do not sex tape your crimes. Are you insane?
That's a rape tape, not a sex tape.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's fucking deranged. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Also,
we're always telling you that these people leading these crusades are the evilest people on the planet.
And they really fucking are.
They really are.
The other thing.
Start believing me when I say this.
The other thing that I like, the other thing that I really I hate about this is that like women being bisexual or being lesbians is like fucking fetishized. Like that's hot for dudes. So a lot of times when these organizations are trying to vilify the like LGBTQ community, they're really like, they're not that worried about the L and the B. They're mostly going after the G and the T. And like, they're like, there's this like villainization of gay men as being basically as being sex criminals or perverts, pedophiles, like a whole fucking thing. But then they're like, I kissed a girl and I liked it and my husband watched. Like, it's just such a like a microcosm of a whole larger fucked up thing, and I hate all of it.
Yeah, but even I just want to say for the record, a lot of these guys, they're having man on man gay sex too. They're all just full of shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to say that every single person that is anti LGBTQ is queer, because that could be problematic in its own way. But I'm just saying that they're all liars.
Yes, I wasn't trying to say that they all like excuse like woman on woman interactions and just go after men. It's just like another little twist in the wire here.
Yeah. Well,
these people are pieces of shit. I mean, for me, as much as I like want to dunk on this lady for being like, how embarrassing for you, I also am just staggered by the fact that like, I'm staggered by the fact that this man was like, you're not going to have a threesome. I'm going to rape you.
Yeah. It's deranged. Fucking horrifying. Well, you know,
Andrew,
who...
this is random, but can you enable screen sharing?
Okay. I think I can. For the listeners at home, I don't know what's about to happen or how to do it, but it might be a thing that happens. Share screen. Multiple can share simultaneously. I think I did it.
Kennedy wants to show us the 9/11 manger scene.
Oh my god. Well, we've got a new sticker coming out just too late for Christmas.
Republican politicians refuse to come out, but our offensive stickers do.
The second reindeer has just hit the tower.
The trees. The tree towers. The twin trees. Either way.
Well, listeners, I am so mad that we only have these kind of ideas. But Kennedy, it's beautiful. You did an incredible job. Thank you very much for that. Just really, really incredible stuff that you did that all while we were doing a podcast. So, folks, let's move on. Now, you know who is okay with the L, the B, and the G is the Pope.
Whoa.
Yeah, the Pope has gone woke. We, you know, it's a dark day in Vatican City. The Pope came out this week and said, I think it's all right if we bless gay couples. That's fine. So, you know. Yeah, that's right. The Pope is now. There are caveats where it's like we still can't recognize the weddings, and also marriage is still between a man and a woman. But you know, we can give them our blessings. I don't know what this means, but I know that people are very mad at the Pope.
It means about as much as Joe Biden pardoning people with federal possession of marijuana charges.
Oh, okay.
11 people have now escaped persecution.
Okay.
I think what's fascinating about this is, you know, the Pope is supposed to be the mouthpiece of God. So it's like, is God himself or herself or themselves or whatever waffling on this issue? Is God trying to decide if I'm down? I met some cool gay people recently. They kind of changed my ideas a little.
God is bi curious.
You know what? Honestly, that's how God should fucking work. Like, you're going to be in, you're just existing for billions of years. And you ain't never going to change your mind about nothing. That sounds fake.
It does. And you know what? So does God. Let's move on. Just briefly, just want to talk about, obviously, you know, it's Christmas time, and in, you know, the homeland of Christ, you know, where the first mass was, I don't know, maybe that's not right, in Jesus's homeland of Palestine, Israel continues to bombard and slaughter thousands of innocent people. I saw this week we crossed over the 20,000 confirmed dead, which, hey, do you remember a couple weeks ago whenever Joe Biden was like, I don't know if we can believe those numbers. Fuck Joe Biden. But yeah, just a couple updates. One being that the New York Times reported that they found out that in the first few weeks of the war, after Israel had told Gazans everybody must go south, and they specifically declared safe zones, they then dropped more than 200 bombs onto those safe zones. So,
wow,
that's not how a safe zone works.
Yeah, I mean, the New York Times is reporting that, though, so like, you never know what to believe. Speaking of, you know, you it's don't true. Know what to believe, the Washington Post, or you know, the Washington Liars, I guess you could call it, this week they reported that they looked into all of the evidence that Israel provided for the Hamas command and control center at Al-Shifa Hospital, and they concluded that the evidence falls short of proving any of the claims.
Wow.
So...
yeah, because I'm sure their evidence was like, because I said so.
Yeah. Now, Israel, they, you know, they released more evidence this week. They found in a bombed out building that has been empty for at least a few weeks, if not maybe, you know, this has been going on 2 months in northern Gaza. They found an iPad. And when they opened it up, this iPad that has been sitting for an untold number of time, not plugged in, not charging, was on. And the home screen was a picture of Adolf Hitler. So, naturally, Gaza deserves everything that they're getting. They found an iPad. They claim they found an iPad where the person's
like when
background
they found
was
that
Hitler.
7-year-old reading Mein Kampf.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? How stupid do you think we are? What the
Very
fuck is this?
Fucking stupid.
How stupid are you that you think we're this stupid? Like, it's crazy.
It's the thing is it's so absurdly performative for the Western gaze, because it's like just the fact that it's on an iPad, like that's intentionally for the Western audience. You know what I mean?
Who would like, fucking do that? Even if you were a person who hated Jews that much, you're going to make your fucking background of your iPad just a fucking portrait of Hitler? What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, why
also,
would that
yeah,
be anything?
Let's not get too deep into this, but yeah, Muslims famously just loved Hitler. There were no issues there. None.
Big fans.
Yeah. Very, very normal, thing to believe right there. Really fucking normal ass thing to believe.
And we all know that the reason that Gazans, or, you know, just Palestinians in general, you know, the people who have been at the constant onslaught for 70 years of a genocidal force of occupiers that, with no retribution and no real escape or no way out of it. We all know that the reason that they hate the people doing that to them is because of their religion. it's just about what God they believe in. It's not about the fact that probably every single person in Gaza has had every single Palestinian has probably had a family member killed by Israel. It's because of their God. It's such a crazy sell. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, not to excuse any of the actions that Hamas has taken, but every Palestinian
person. Again, we're not liberals, so we don't have to choose the lesser of two evils.
Every person there has a valid reason to hate Israelis that has nothing to do with what religion they are. Like, what the fuck? It's so stupid.
It's infuriating. And like, people are fucking dying. And this is the shit that they're using to manufacture consent. It's so gross.
They really hate us because of our religion. No, they don't. They hate you because you keep blowing up their fucking grandmas, dude. Like, what? It's not that fucking hard to understand. Anyway, I don't know. I'm mad. But hey,
yeah, no, rightfully so. You should be mad.
We have a couple stories about mayors of New York to close out on because we can't end our Christmas episode talking about the ongoing genocide. But hey, you know, while we're at it, free Palestine. we have a couple stories to end on that I think are pretty fun. First of all, former mayor of New York, former America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, has found himself in hot water this week. You know, last week we reported that he was found at fault in a defamation lawsuit in order to pay $148 million to these two election workers. So after that ruling, he went on Newsmax and he just repeated his lies. Like, he made his case again. He said the same thing that he's tried to get out of it with. And so those two election workers have filed another defamation lawsuit against him.
They're like, that's amazing.
We're taking you back to court because you said the same bullshit again.
You didn't learn the lesson.
You defamed us again. You defamed us right after the court found out you defamed us. What is wrong with you?
Right. How are you going to defame us about the fact that you defamed us? What?
Yeah. So, pretty incredible stuff. Rudy said it in the same cadence as Panic at the Disco Giuliani. You know what? You fucked up. You done fucked up. I also saw something that the judge ordered him to pay his $148 million immediately, and then he filed for bankruptcy. So, you know, we talk about this a lot, or I talk about this a lot, how, like, what's the point of doing this if you're not actually going to take the motherfucker's money? But we'll see. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to shake out, but fuck Rudy Giuliani. But we have another story to end with about another New York mayor who has captured the hearts of this country and of the greatest city in the universe. Current New York City mayor Eric Adams was giving an interview this week, and somebody asked him, Eric, Mr. Mayor, what's one word that you would use to describe 2023? And he replied, New York. Which, first of all, that's two words.
That's a second phrase, of all, dog.
That is not in any way describes 2023. Like, he was asking about the year, not about the city. New York does not describe 2023. It's a dumb answer. But he said something even more dumb immediately after. He clarified. He said, New York, you know, this is just a direct quote. This is a place where every day you wake up, you could experience everything from a plane crashing into our trade center to a person who's celebrating a new business that's open.
Wow. Wow. Eric Adams doing a 9/11 bit. Doing a 9/11 bit.
2023 is just like...
refuse to be you know, like, sanctimonious about 9/11 is because
2023 is just like a city where 9/11 could happen every day. Which I actually think he's right.
Wow, broken clock syndrome for sure.
You know, when you started this quote, I was like, fuck up, Eric Adams. But now I'm like, maybe we should let him cook a little. I don't know.
You might be onto something here. He's like, we've had our best minds working on it for 22 years. And what we've come up with.
Just really, really incredible stuff from one of our greatest minds. One of our greatest. Well, hey, that's the news. And we're sticking to it. What if I just invented a shitty catchphrase 160 episodes in? Like, that's the bottom line. Or my name's not Andrew Hillary. But
I think our shitty tagline is, let's fucking Joe.
Let's fucking Joe, dude. Yeah, well, Kennedy, Deanna, thank you for joining us. Joining me.
It's new rules. That's what we're going to say.
Merry Christmas, George Santos.
Fuck Merry Christmas.
Anyway. Like, instead of getting to kill the third, like the third option, you just have to have Christmas dinner with their family.
Look,
you know, that's a nicer version of the game.
Yeah,
it is.
Nobody
just in
dies
time for the holidays. unless you're listening to this after the day it comes out. Kennedy, Deanna, thank you for joining me. Listeners, thank you for joining us. Follow us on whatever you want to or don't. It doesn't matter. But support the show by going to patreon.com/worstweekyet. We're doing our year in review. Send us emails. Tell us about your year or your favorite thing from this year to worstweekyet@gmail.com. And more important than all of that bullshit, tune in again next week for more bad news. We do have a tagline. I
was just about to say, isn't that the tagline?
God damn it.
Wow.